July 10th, 1907. One begins to really live when he begins to be a victim. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, together with my adorable Jesus. And in seeing him crowned with thorns, I removed the crown from his head, and with both hands I placed it on mine, pressing it thoroughly. Oh, how I felt the prickings penetrate into me. But I felt happy to suffer, to relieve the pains of Jesus. Then I said, "My good Jesus, tell me, is there much time left before you take me to heaven?" And he, "Indeed, very little." And I, "Your little can be 10 or 20 years. I am already 42. And he, "That is not true. Your years only begin from the moment you began to be a victim. My goodness called you, and you can say that from that time you began to really live. And just as I called you to live my life upon earth, in a little while, I will call you to live my life in heaven. In the meantime, two pillars came out of the hands of Blessed Jesus, which then became one, and which he kept leaning on my shoulders quite heavily, in such a way that I could not move from beneath them. While he was calling me, there was no one who would go to place his shoulders under those pillars, so they remained suspended in his hands. And while they were suspended, slaughters of every kind occurred. I understood that those pillars were the church and the world, which had come out of his most holy hands and were held inside his holy wounds. They will always be there. But if good Jesus has no place on which to lean them, he will soon tire of keeping them suspended in his hands, and woe, but such woes as to be horrifying. There are such and so many that I believe it is better to keep them in silence.